You're listening to the new Classical FM. It's Bill's Classical Jukebox. I'm Bill Anderson. We're here in Collingwood, originating the show from 102.9 FM. You hear us, of course, on 96.3 in Toronto and 103.1 in Cobourg. And it's my great pleasure to once again welcome Brian Ray, who is many things, conductor of Choral Works Choir in Collingwood, is the reason you joined us today to talk about your Christmas concert.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to see you.
We're having concerts on Friday night of this week at 7:30 and Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock for New Life Church.
Yeah. Anybody who's new to our program, I want to give you a little bit of Brian's background. He was the organist at St. Michael's Cathedral in Toronto for about 132 years. No, I'm sorry. 40 years. 40 years. Wow. He's an alumnus of St. Michael's Choir School himself, and then went on to hold many positions at the school, director of choral music, tour director, organ and theory teacher. He's the organist at St. Mary's Church here in Collingwood, and then conducts the Choral Works Choir. 32 voices, people who simply love to sing.
They enjoy it immensely, and that spurs me on every Monday night when we rehearse.
Yeah.
It's great.
And since September, you've been working on this program, which features, and let's get to it, it's going to be the first half of the program, an amazing piece by the man whose music we just heard before we started here, John Rutter, English choral composer, and his Magnificat. Tell us more.
It's a wonderful work. John Rutter actually hesitated to write it because he always used to listen to the Bach Magnificat, which is the par excellence, if you will. And he finally got down to writing it. And it's a wonderful work, rhythmically, and just moves. And then you have very quiet, serene movements, followed by something that's very rhythmic. And the orchestration is marvelous. He did a great job. Magnificat, of course, is the Song of Mary. And it starts with a bang. And then there's a part of it at the end of the third movement. It comes from the Sanctus, which is from the Mass of the Angels in Gregorian chant. And so you have Gregorian chant, which is, let's say, 14th, 15th century, mm-hmm. and John Rutter, who is 20th century. And it just meshes together to make a beautiful evening.
And this piece is almost contemporary, completed, I think, in 1990s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrote it in the 90s, yeah.
And so you're right, you're spanning centuries and centuries of musical accomplishment.
And you go from one movement to the next, and you're singing Gregorian chant here, then you're going to maybe 18th century, and then you're into the 20th century.
How challenging is it for the singers?
Very challenging in terms of rhythm, because it goes from 3-8 to 4-4, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it just moves, and that's the challenge of it.
And that's why you rehearse over and over, over again. Well, that's going to be the first part, and there are parts for the chorus, parts for a soloist. Tell us about Alison Arends.
Yes, she's quickly making her mark as a versatile singer whose voice is stunningly beautiful and is used with intelligence and great sensitivity. And I can say that now because we rehearsed with Alison last night, and she's a delight to work with. She has been awarded several things, the Metropolitan Opera National Council, and she's also studying with Stephen Smith in Chicago. She studied with Mary Morrison here in Toronto, and she makes her home in Toronto at the present time. It'll be a wonderful performance, and I'm so happy to have her here in Collingwood. We're very delighted.
The Choral Works Christmas Festival will go on to part two, and you've got to, well, tell me about the Mendelssohn piece.
Well, Mendelssohn.
The Weihnachten.
The Weihnachten, I'm sorry, yes. Well, that's basically Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's Christmas
again,
in German.
It's an a cappella thing. No orchestra. Yeah. So it's a wonderful piece of music, and the choir loves it.
Arthur Honegger has a piece called the Noel Cantata, and you're going to do an excerpt from that.
The Laudate Dominum, which is scored for orchestra, and we're using Alison as the soloist, and here again, there's a chant type of thing because she does a mass or eighth tone chant, Laudate Dominum, which is an old Catholic situation, an old Catholic chant.
And you've also enlisted the talents of Alison Arends for Adolphe Adam's Cantique de Noël, O Holy Night. It's been my favorite Christmas carol since I was a teenager.
Well, Bill, you have lots of company.
I think so.
And Alison does a magnificent job. And I anybody who's not heard it should come just to hear that one number if they haven't heard anything else on Christmas time.
And then you're going to wrap it up with music by my distant relative, Leroy Anderson. Actually, we're not related at all. But what a talent he was as an arranger. And then this Christmas festival, just the transitions are mind-boggling.
They are. Yeah. You know, no, it's a wonderful work. And it has a number of carols that everybody can sing along, a verse here and a verse there. And he's put it together so wonderfully, as only Leroy Anderson could do. And it brings the show to a magnificent close. And then we may have something for the people to hear at the end of that. We may have a wish for them.
All right. You've also got a specific part of the show where the audience will be singing the First Noel.
Right. Sing-along is very important, and that's why the Anderson is a given, too. And the First Noel is the old.
It's not really a Christmas concert if you can't raise your voice a little bit as a member of the audience. There are two performances Friday evening, November 29th. That's just a few days away, 7:30 p.m. And Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., both performances at New Life Church, which is right at the south central part of Collingwood, easy to get to, even if you're coming up from Toronto or anywhere else. The New Life Church in Collingwood, you can get tickets online, choralworks.ca, that's www.choralworks.ca, or you can call 705-888-4454. We look forward to it, as always. Keep up the great work with Choral Works.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for having me in.
Brian Ray is the conductor of Choral Works. We're going to hear a version of O Holy Night.